It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If you try to look up Wikipedia articles today on, I don't know, canaries or the Rolling Stones or shoehorns, tough luck.
You can access the article about SOPA and also on PIPA, but everything else is blocked out.
That's Jay Walsh from the Wikimedia Foundation. SOPA is the Stop Online Piracy Act, a bill being considered by the House. It would expand law enforcement's authority to fight the online sale of counterfeit products like fake Prada handbags and the trafficking of bootleg movies and music. PIPA is the Protect IP Act, the Senate version of the same bill. Wikipedia is dark to drum up opposition to those bills. Walsh says the language is so vague that Wikipedia could be in violation.
Within Wikipedia, you're looking at millions, if not hundreds of millions of links. And one of the potential risks within this bill is that just linking to a site, not necessarily even a specific page, could be putting you in a situation of incrimination. So if, for example, a Wikipedia article about a site that may in fact have some infringing material somewhere within it, we wouldn't even necessarily be able to link to it. We don't want to have that situation in our hands.
Wikipedia isn't alone. The blog Boing Boing is dark today in protest. So is Reddit.com. Andrew Lee from the Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism says this is unusual for Wikipedia.
This is something that has been done before only once. The Italian Wikipedia just last year blacked out for 3 straight days to protest bad legislation, according to them, that was passing through the Italian system. And after 3 days, the legislation was actually changed in reaction to the blackout.
Lee says the Wikipedia community online deliberated quite a bit before deciding to block English language Wikipedia around the world.
You know, you had about 1,800, almost 2,000 Wikipedia editors chiming in on, you know, a sense of the Wikipedia community vote. And according to the folks who administered this, roughly 55% of the folks who voted supported a blackout that would be global. And that's pretty significant. It's one thing to say that American users, because this is American legislation, would see a blackout, but this is global.
But rallying against SOPA and PIPA in their current forms might be like trying to stop an Adam Sandler movie from winning an Oscar. That is, it won't happen anyway. President Obama has said he wouldn't sign either bill as they stand, and the House has no vote scheduled for SOPA. As for PIPA, Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, has vowed to filibuster the life out of it. Jennifer Martinez, tech reporter for Politico, says PIPA's supporters are jumping ship.
Over the weekend, Ben Cardin from Maryland, who is a co-sponsor of the bill, said that he was going to switch his position and vote against it unless significant changes were made to the bill.
But this isn't over. Congress is tinkering with these bills, and while their current versions look doomed, new efforts to fight online piracy are likely on the way. You won't find Jerry Yang's page on Wikipedia today. You also won't find him at the offices of Yahoo, the company he co-founded. Yang resigned from the Yahoo board of directors yesterday. He also ran the company from 2007 to 2009. Back in the 90s, Yahoo was everyone's favorite gateway to this new information superhighway. Molly Wood is with CNET.
When you think about what Yahoo accomplished, they took the idea that there would be one website that you would go to where you would get all of your news, you could get to your email, you could see incoming messages, eventually you could search, you could use maps. You know, that kind of way of using the web that we really still do today, it all came from Yahoo.
Wood thinks Yang's resignation means Yahoo is about to be sold, and the Yahoo you see will be different.
I suspect that whoever purchases Yahoo will want to do a lot with news, do a lot with Yahoo's email, figure out how to make money off of all those millions and millions and millions of users who come to Yahoo. But some of those outliers, maybe Yahoo Billiards Online, those kinds of things, they might not be around for much longer.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.